Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, October 25th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in the late degrees of Scorpio. If you've heard me talk about that before, you know it can be an intense day for emotions. Now, everyone has Scorpio somewhere in their birth chart, and that is an area of life, in the many ways one experiences life, where you do not have the kind of control that you'd like. Maybe it's your friendships, relationships, children, job, and so on. Anyhow, when the moon moves through Scorpio every month for 2.5 days, something comes to the surface that needs to be released, usually because it has some unresolved emotion to it. And who wouldn't admit that something deep down inside that you may have thought was in the past comes to the surface? Now, Scorpio is a fixed water sign, but some astrologers refer to it as liquid fire, as in lava. Get the picture? Scorpio is ruled by Mars and can be aggressive, angry, and oddly enough, very sneaky. Scorpio is hidden from sight until it emerges like the dorsal fin of a great white shark or a scorpion coming out from under a rock. They are the backroom dealers, the sneak attacks, the people that stab you from behind, and they are famous for manipulation. Now, on the positive side, when focused on the higher expressions, Scorpios are great healers. They go deep to find out what the issue is. They are the ones in any profession that go deep and get to the bottom of something in pursuit of a happy ending. Deep sea divers, archaeologists, pathologists looking for an answer. Yeah, those are the ones. Now, it's also esteemed for turning poison into medicine. Seriously. Scorpio is the one sign that is well-versed in pain, suffering, and the traumas of life, so they know how to heal it. Like they say, it takes one to know one. So, here's hoping today's Scorpio moon helps you get to the bottom of whatever is troubling so you can raise it to the healing light of awareness. That's the key. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, love, relationships, and just getting along in harmony is under duress. A lot of duress. That's because Venus is debilitated in Virgo. Now, Virgo is a great sign for detailed work, critics, and analysis. Just what you don't want when it comes to love. If you want to kill a relationship, just be critical and see how long it lasts. What do you think they mean when they say love is blind? It's better to be blind than to see every flaw, wart, and mole, and bad haircut instead of someone's beautiful soul. Now, what's more, Mars is transiting Libra, and the me-first warrior planet can't stand all the peace, love, and flower stuff. Ugh. Well, we'll catch a break at some point, but not just yet. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And have a happy Halloween. Don't forget to welcome the spirits of the season in. After all, the veil between the worlds is at the thinnest. So there. Now, in the meantime, remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or their great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.